Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know what, guys? This game. You know what, guys? This game.
You miss Jay Binkley. Join us every Wednesday at 6:45. Go back and check the podcast. That?
You know what, guys? This game.
That's right.
I love it.
You just gotta love Jay Binkley, man.
The best.
Who doesn't?
The best.
You know what he loves?
Yeah. It's in the song. Football, beer, 3-4 defense,
and boobs. Men's wieners. I don't know if he likes that.
No.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. Yesterday, playoff baseball started. I know there's a lot of people out there that maybe aren't as, I don't know, baseball horned up like a few of these guys in this room are. But there's just something different about playoff baseball, man. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the first two slates, I guess two of the first three were what we were really interested in. Now, playoff baseball in Chicago has got to be insane, especially when they win. In Wrigley, day game, 2 o'clock start, you know, go have your fun. You don't even go to work on Tuesday yesterday if you live in Chicago and you're a Cubs fan. And then the Yankee game was insane, right? Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth.
Nobody out.
The big guns coming up.
No runs.
Nothing.
First time in baseball playoff history. Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, nobody out, no runs.
And I know this is like nerd stuff, but I mean, Giancarlo Stanton was about an inch and a half away from sending a baseball 550 feet to center field because he does come up, bases loaded, nobody out, Chapman on the mound, hosing at 101, and throws a fastball about below the letter, which I guess belt high, you could say, 101 miles per hour, and Stanton just clips it and it goes directly backwards. And we know that in baseball that if you go straight back, it means you missed it by that much.
Yep.
And I mean, if Stanton were to connect with that baseball at 101 miles per hour off Chapman, I don't know if anybody beats the Yankees the rest of the way. Because that would have been one of those iconic baseball home runs, grand slam, walk-off.
Oh.
Everybody's nuts. Spike Lee's going to break his white glasses, all this sort of stuff. And he missed it by that much. And then they get nothing out of it. Where they go, strikeout, pop-out, strikeout? Is that how that ended? In the ninth?
Yes, it was.
And then Jazz Chisholm flies out and then does the most cowardly thing in the world and just goes to the media, turns his back, and flips through his clothes in the locker room.
Be a man, bro. Bent. Seriously, that like be a man, Jazz.
Do you think he has reason to be upset for being kind of platooned?
No.
Third Yankee ever to have a 30-30 season?
No.
No, because it was a lefty.
It was a lefty. I mean,
it's matchups.
And you know I'm not an analytic guy and a number guy. For the course of baseball, we've never played lefty batters against lefty pitchers.
Unless they're just the dominance, right? Like Chisholm isn't in that category of like a Bonds or, you know, any big left-handed batter. You're just not. Like, you're a 30-30 guy. You're lucky to be on the Yankees.
Yeah.
And not only that, but, you know, there's Garrett Crochet out there. Who's
Chaz Chisholm is going to start in center field.
Really living up to that name. And You know, look, hey, Daryl, you want to be a major league athlete? You're going to take questions for the media. Hey, Daryl, there's four MVPs hitting 1, 2, 3, 4 in your lineup. Hey, Daryl, you're not as good as you think you are because Garrett Crochet is an absolute stud and dropped one of the biggest bombs to Alex Cora before the game yesterday.
Alex, we ask a lot of analytics questions to you about baseball, but how much would you say was just your gut with Crochet today, your baseball mind, or did you kind of know all the scenarios, or was your just your gut and how he looked in play today?
Jeez. I think it was him.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff was still really good at that point. He was throwing 97, 98. The previous inning was a quick one, so gave us a chance to push the envelope. In the eighth, it was a quick inning against
six pitches.
A pocket that gave him kind of trouble early in the game, so I didn't hesitate. You know, I told Bales he's going out, and he did his job.
Sorry. In an era where pitchers almost never pitch that long, what is it in Crochet's makeup that you saw him having the ability to do?
Got
to
pitch seven innings and deliver
a
baby.
We were joking around that for some reason our front office was in the bullpen checking something over there, and he was in the dugout with me, and I told him we should call the bullpen, and he's like, tomorrow you're going to make one call to the bullpen. I say, maybe two. He's like, no, one. He's going to be straight to Chappie. I'm like, okay, I'll take that, and that's how it worked out.
What is it in his makeup that
– makeup?
He's just a guy that wants it bad, to be honest with you. He was in a situation last year that he was learning how to become a starter. He got traded to become the ace. He got paid like an ace, and since day one, he's acted like that.
Stones, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's
biggest
unbelievable.
Game of your career in Yankee Stadium. You're making one call, Skip. You make a one call.
That's right.
And it's going to one guy.
Chappie.
And then I'm done. And
Chappie!
He goes 7 1/3, last pitch of his pitching performance, 101 mile an hour, middle finger.
I mean, when you go six pitches in the seventh,
yeah,
you know, like that's ridiculous. Like, why'd you keep him out there? Did you watch the game or were you on X during the whole game? Yeah, reporter person.
Yeah.
He was dominating. That's why we kept him in the game. I'm not that idiot from Tampa who pulls Blake Snell in the fifth in the World Series.
Yeah.
And keep this guy going, man.
So what Blake Snell did last
night. Oh, my God. Did you see what Blake Snell did last night? Seven innings of basically just sit down, Cincinnati. Sit down, Cincinnati. Good night, Cincinnati. And Tampa's pulling him out of the game in the fifth inning in the game-clinching World Series where they have a lead.
Snell, 9 strikeouts. Skubal, 14. Crochet, 11. I mean, like, it's just you when you have that guy, that's like when they say, like Vern talks about it all the time, when the Royals are in their season and they're talking about, you know, what you're going to do. You want Cole Reagans to be the guy that when it's game one of the playoffs, here's the ball, go do your thing. That's what Skubal did. That's what Crochet did. That's what Snell did. All those guys went out there yesterday, and that's playoff baseball, man. When the arm is electric like they are, it's tough because, yeah, the regular season, you got 162 to fall back on for most of the season. Playoff baseball, three-game series of wild card, game one, the analytics will tell you, like, the dramatic swing now for Boston
huge.
To win this series.
Yep.
Because now they can lose this game, go back to Fenway. And
no, there's no going back.
That's right.
Yes.
It's all, three
it's all there,
right,
yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, now you have two opportunities to win one more game in New York. Obviously, that's how math works. And the same goes for Detroit. Cleveland had all this surge. Now we're going to – did Cleveland run out of gas?
They may have, you know, yeah.
And we'll see that today because it's the same schedule it was yesterday that it is today, and I'm all here for
it. I love it. I think it's great. I know there's obviously some people complain about the first round and whatnot, but I like it. It's really kind of different for baseball because usually baseball's everything is a series. It's long, right? This is a sprint. This is really the only sprint in baseball. It's this wild card round, and I really do like it. I think it's entertaining. I think it's fun. I think it's, you know, intense, too. I mean, even if you don't have a team and you're watching these games, you're on the edge of your couch watching every single pitch. And I see Mac back there nodding. You weren't a baseball fan 2 years ago, and now you're like, yup, I was there, man.
I loved it.
Texting about Crochet last
yes.
night, like getting into it, and that's good. That's what baseball has done for the last couple of years. They're bringing people to the party, and then they want to shut it down and go on strike in a year. You know, like, it's just so stupid.
Me and my dad's last two conversations on the phone the last 2 weeks have been baseball.
Baseball-related, right?
That has never happened.
You never talk
me
about
my dad.
That. No. That's crazy,
no.
right? So baseball's in a great spot
yes.
right now. Great spot right now. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know if you saw the picture that I retweeted, but I don't care what the price of this food is at Dodger Stadium. This lady has basically a box in the shape of home plate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 street-style tacos in there with the carrots, the jalapeno, the lime, cilantro, and some green salsa. I don't care if that was like $80 a Dodgers.
I'm buying
fish.
That. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You're feeding your entire family yeah. with this box.
Yeah, that's
here's
great.
Here's two, and I'll take two.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, that looks like San Antonio's like in Dodger Stadium.
100%.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I think like San Antonio's that. Has the best tacos in the city. I'll
they
die
do.
On that
yeah.
hill.
They know they absolutely do. Their tacos are.
And you can get that at the stadium. I mean, that thing is the size of that.
And you can
lap.
Bring your own sour cream.
I mean, clutch move.
You yeah. always have to, right?
Yeah, you have to at San Antonio's. They don't have sour cream.
Everything is better with a dollop of Daisy.
Yep. You better believe it is.
So who's going to win it all then?
Dodgers.
You know what?
I'm having them make it in my bracket.
I want the Phillies.
That'd be awesome.
I think the Phillies.
Will they square off?
The NLs. Well, I don't know what the bracket looks like. I mean, obviously the Phillies are the one seed.
Major League Baseball? I don't think it does.
No,
right?
I don't think the Phillies play the winner of.
Then, I'm looking at it. They'll play Dodgers.
That's the second round?
Phillies and Dodgers will be the second round
if they
matchup.
Win, yeah,
that's
and then
crazy.
Brewers Cubs.
Yep.
Oh, that's my
fun.
God.
That's
that fun. Would be awesome.
Yep,
yeah, Brewers Cubs. Oh, I was going to get upset there for a second. Oh, we got Phillies Dodgers, but then you tell me it's Brewers Cubs that's going to have that matchup in the NLDS. Yeah, that's a 90-minute commute between both cities.
Ooh,
get the train.
Awesome.
I mean, it is fun, man.
We get
that,
to see
that's
if
awesome.
Mizorowski's all about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Playoff Mizorowski yes. going out there and hosing at 98. God, I love playing baseball.
Yeah, it is good. Do yourself a favor and watch it. I know there's a lot of people, the Rose aren't in it, I'm not in it, but yesterday was an epic day for baseball, and today's going to be a good one as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Mariners will play Detroit if Detroit finishes it, and Toronto will take on Red Sox
yeah,
or Yankees.
Red Sox or Yankees, yeah. Another yeah. AL East rivalry
think
there,
about
too.
The Red Sox, man. They trade Devers, they trade two of those young guys. I don't remember their names, but you would know they're two young prospects,
yep.
and it's like,
and Roman Anthony's out,
and
too.
Roman Anthony's out. And
right.
Yeah, they're still
doing and look
great.
At you spitting baseball knowledge back there. And that's what it is. When they traded, you know, when they made the big trade at the beginning of the year, everybody said, oh, the Red Sox are done. It's
yeah.
over, you know. And here they are. They're one win away from advancing to the next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Round of the playoffs. Alex Cora has done a hell of a job as the manager there, too.
It's awesome.
It's the first day of October, and we've already got some people down bad. Royals are out. Screw baseball. It's already screwed up without a salary cap. Move on. Continued text. You all are out of touch with your audience.
BBL stinky.
Might be a shirt someday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.